The two medical marijuana dispensaries hoping to open in the city of Boston are under the microscope. They were the focus of a city council hearing yesterday, and more hearings are now on the way. The focus follows weeks of reports questioning the state vetting process of dispensaries statewide and the multiple questions raised about the applicants. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz was at Boston City Hall for the hearing and has this report.
It's an old saying. There are three things that matter in real estate: location, location, location. Location's the source of much of the pushback against the two companies who have won provisional approval from the state to open medical marijuana dispensaries in Boston. One would be on Southampton Street in the South End, surrounded by gas stations, car washes, and a McDonald's. The other would open on Boylston Street, a block from the MBTA and surrounded by high-end restaurants, salons, and retailers.
They're going to need a lot more security, not just in front of the building, but in the back alleyway, Providence Street, not the safest street at nighttime.
Tony Castagnazzi is the co-owner of the Rattlesnake Bar, right next to the proposed Boylston Street location.
I'm not sure what kind of crowd it's going to attract, but it's only three or four doors down. It's on a busy street right here, so I just hope they have the right hours. I hope it's not open late night.
A lot of Massachusetts residents still aren't sure what to expect when medical marijuana becomes a reality in the state. Even members of the Boston City Council, such as Councilor Matt O'Malley, admit they still have a lot of questions.
What we're talking about here is something that is incredibly impactful, and we don't seem to have that same level of restrictions because this is such a new business that we're talking about.
In its first public hearing on medical marijuana, the council heard from the city's public health commissioner, the acting director of the Boston Redevelopment Authority, and Boston Police Superintendent Robert Murner.
The main concern for the BPD is the ability to conduct a crime analysis on any proposed location within the city to ensure we are not approving dispensaries in high drug traffic zones within school zone range.
Murner says the Southampton Street location qualifies as a high drug location. He cites the more than 300 arrests in the area last year. Councilor Tito Jackson adds the area is already home to a methadone clinic, county jail, and an infectious disease biolab.
The philosophy is not one that it's not in my backyard. It's just that it can't all be in our backyard.
Dispensary applicants point out that the locations are preliminary, that they may change before final applications are made to the state. Still, Jim Smith, a Council for Good Chemistry, which wants to open on Boylston Street, says a marijuana dispensary in the heart of the Back Bay will not generate negative activity. He says the company already operates one dispensary a block from the Colorado State House.
You might imagine, so a lot of legislators and government leaders or so will walk right past the location and not even recognize its use. It appears very much to be a dental office or an architectural firm. If you didn't have the address and know what was behind the door, you would not know.
Company officials say, assuming they get final approval, they could have a dispensary open in Boston by the end of this year. Council President Bill Linehan is less certain. He says the company will likely have to go through zoning hearings that can take more than 6 months to complete. As to when or where the dispensaries will open, Linehan is still not sure. What he is sure of is that the Boston City Council will be holding many more meetings on the subject of medical marijuana in the months to come. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.